Judge James Peterson said he plans to issue a decision in the case by late July. That's not enough time, he said, for his ruling to have any effect on Wisconsin's August 9th partisan primary. Peterson said of his forthcoming decision, quote, "There's a good chance both sides will be unhappy, which I guess would be justice. The trial, which lasted 9 days, looked at whether Wisconsin's voter ID law places a disproportionate burden on certain populations, including minorities and young people. The liberal groups challenging the law say it targets voters who tend to vote for Democratic candidates. The state's lawyers said no such targeting exists and pointed to high turnout in this spring's presidential primary as proof the law doesn't create barriers to voting. Whatever the judge's decision, it's likely to be appealed to a higher court." Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.